going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Joe Flacco talking about the Browns and the draft, the idea of going after a quarterback at some point on Lima's favorite show.
Fox and Friends, yes. Anything on the deportations? Did we get to that?
You can talk on the radio, Hody, if you want to.
There is nothing on deportations.
Okay.
He also spoke about, give me Flacco 03. He also spoke about on the draft now being a TV spectacle, because we had the one caller who brought up, he's like, why Jalen Milroe? What's going on? Now he's going to get overdrafted. And I go, well, I don't know if he's going to get overdrafted because Lima totally forgot, and with good reason. Like, Malik Willis ended up being a third round pick, and he was invited to the draft. TV producers do not care. See what Joe Flacco thinks about it.
This sport has always been huge, but man, over the last 15 years, they've just done such a good job with pumping it up. It's some of the best entertainment that you can get in America. And they've found a way to take it from September through January, and they've made it an all year round sport. And every single thing that comes along with it is like must watch television. I don't know exactly how they've done it, but they've done a really good job of getting the American people interested in everything they possibly can with the NFL.
I don't think I should take draft day to do this, so I'm going to try to do this as quickly as possible. It's a quarterback driven league. There are fewer teams that have quarterbacks that they believe that they can win it all. So everybody is dying for something.
Even though one just won it that nobody thought could really win it all.
Yeah, that's true, but still.
It's funny how that happens. Was Matt Stafford on that list too? He was on that list and then won it, and then they're like, oh yeah.
It's probably not as much of a quarterback league as the media like us make it out to be, but it's a quarterback-driven league. I think there's more teams now that are looking for ways that they can improve than ever, and it's made the offseason that much more important. We talk nothing about Major League Baseball's offseason because there's only four teams that have a chance to do anything during the offseason of significance. The NBA offseason, I think you get a week and then it's like, all right, these are the teams we'll take seriously. But now you're not even seeing super team moves as much as we used to. The NFL offseason, I think it's bigger than the regular season.
Whoa,
for the majority, bigger? For the majority of teams, yes. I mean, we're kind of right back. Like before... coming off of 2020, the season we went to the playoffs, that season was big. If you have legitimate expectations, a Bills fan hears me say that, they think that's insane, rightfully so. But a good 70% of the league, what are we doing to be better next year? What are we doing to be better? What are we doing to be better?
Now, how are we closing the gap?
We didn't do enough. We're not going to be that great. Maybe we'll be surprised. Oh, we did do a lot. There's going to be some anticipation. And then by the end of September, there's plenty of teams. That's our season. That's it. So now you're just getting ready for the offseason. The idea of football is bigger than the actual football now. I'll leave it there.
I think it's a very interesting philosophy.
Yeah, I don't want to get too bogged down in it. We got a draft coming up tonight. And I think the Browns... I can't say no matter what they're going to do, but I think in so many ways the Browns are going to be a better football team today. I had this epiphany driving in today. I go, Guardians are a model franchise. I never thought I'd see a Cavs team this good ever again. And even though people didn't get to see the Cavs last night, and the Browns are going to be better tonight. It's a hell of a day for everybody. A hell of a day.
Are we taking two picks tonight?
No, we're taking one. 216-474-0092. We're taking Travis Hunter, and then that's it. Are you okay with Travis Hunter? Do you want to take
Travis Hunter? I got talked in. I have been officially...
Mitch is going to have to get his ass in here in 90 seconds.
Normally, I run away from this. I'm the zigging when everybody else is zagging or vice versa, right?
Yes.
I have been talked into Travis Hunter because I don't want to be the guy who's questioning everybody. And you've heard me. I've had no conviction on this draft. It's been a bad draft. And unfortunately, I let
that's
that.
What they come here for. Wishy-washy.
Well, I'm telling you, though, I do think it's crazy.
It's what we do here in Sports Talk
Radio. I do think it's a little crazy when everybody told us this was a bad draft that we could possibly get that worked out. If it's a bad draft, it's a bad draft.
Because if it's a bad draft, you're going to fall in love with somebody. But there's more things that go against that guy. So if it's just... If it's just number one, like say Drew Aller separates himself next year, right? Then he's number one, and that's who you're taking. There's nothing you could really say about the guy. And by the way, what have we said about Cam Ward recently? Do we even say if we think Cam Ward's going to be good or not?
We said we would turn in the card. We'd run up if he was there at two. If Travis Hunter went number one.
We're not going to get him. Do you think that Cam Ward's going to be good or not?
I don't think he's going to be that great. I don't. I know it's
you run up and get the card in, but you don't think he's going to be that great.
Listen, because part of it is part, but it actually makes sense because part of it is.
Oh, it does.
You're never going to be. You hope never to be here again, right? Number two overall. You hope, and then we're told, well, it's a one quarterback draft. You're sitting there at number two in a one quarterback draft, and what helps you change the franchise more than anything? Not a guy that plays corner and wide receiver. It's a quarterback. It's still going to be a quarterback every time. And so you're taking a chance. And I told you even Shador. I think Shador can be good. I've never been sold that Shador was going to be great. I'm certainly not where Peterlin is. But I also think he's better than a lot of the fans think he is.
Is he going to keep the jersey?
Yeah, I think that's now going to be part of the... How do you frame it? Put it on the wall?
Who you want, Mitch?
Who do I want?
Yeah, who you want to take in the draft? Before I get to the phones and everybody, we're getting down to the nitty gritty here. Who do you want to take?
I'm fine with Travis Hunter at number two at this point. Then find your quarterback, probably sticking at 33.
Who do you want over there?
Hody.
I definitely want Shedeur Sanders. I am not necessarily sold on him, but I think the Browns have to get a quarterback.
Mitch and Hody, have it out.
They're going to get a quarterback at some point, and Shedeur Sanders isn't that far between the gap between him and the rest of the quarterbacks.
Your retort.
The Browns are playing with possible jobs here. They have to get a quarterback. Ooh. There is no other way around it. They need to start to win now. I think Joe Flacco is clearly a bridge option. Shedeur needs to be the guy they draft.
Mitch,
the only reason I say that is because they need it.
Obviously, Flacco is a bridge quarterback due to his age, but you're not going to have this season where you're automatically going to go from three wins to probably a playoff appearance like we had in 2023. It's not going to be a case of, like, I'm trying to get the words here.
Mitch, you have the floor.
He said obviously. Was he talking down to you?
Ooh.
Well, here's my rebuttal to that. I think the Browns need to...
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Make a case to at least be competitive next year. If they're 9-8 or 10-7, they can make a somewhat playoff push.
How do you make that case?
How do we make that case? Joe Flacco did have some good play in 2023. We don't know what Shedeur Sanders is going to be when he steps on the field, no matter who he plays for.
But you still want to trade back into the first round and take him if you don't know what he's going
to
be?
I'm willing to take him at two.
He wants him at two.
You need a quarterback.
Take a quarterback.
So you don't know what he's going to be, but you have the conviction to take him at two.
You have to do it.
Mitch wins. No,
thank you. You don't have to do that because the level for Travis Hunter at his position or positions is higher than Shedeur Sanders as a quarterback.
Still, you need a quarterback, and quarterback's the most important position in football.
You're going to get a quarterback at some point in the draft here. You don't have to take Shedeur Sanders at number two overall. You can take him at 33. You can take him before the Steelers at 21.
Slam the table,
you can get a quarterback. But what you can't get after number two is a dynamic, multi-position player that won the Heisman Trophy last season.
Hody's using his hands. Well, he's speaking like an Italian here. Come on.
My final rebuttal is you need a quarterback. Quarterback's the most important position. We've seen what Shedeur could do at college. We know the Browns need a quarterback. He's clearly the second best option in this draft.
Yeah, we can see him throw five-yard slants down in the middle of the field.
Whoa!
Take to Travis Shedeur. Hunter,
right,
who took him to the end zone.
Hold on here. Who's more box office here, Hody? Who's more box office?
Okay.
Shedeur or is it Travis Hunter generation? Travis Hunter.
Shedeur Sanders is more box office.
I can't argue with that.
Why can't you?
Because he's got the name sake.
Who
he's got
his dad's name sake.
Absolutely. He has
the
Heisman Trophy. He has the Heisman Trophy, but Travis Hunter does not build himself up online and in public like Sanders do.
Who's going to have the more successful career?
I think Travis Hunter will.
You think Travis Hunter's going to have
no matter
more
what team he goes
career.
To, he could go to any other team.
So do you think that Shedeur Sanders is going to be a successful quarterback?
I think he will be a...
So he's going to go out there and he's going to go plop. And
No. He could be a guy who works through multiple teams, like a guy who's
multiple teams. He's a journeyman. Great.
Potentially, that's worst case scenario for him. That's worst case scenario for him.
Holy pounds, get in here.
I would say Travis Hunter in terms of star power, but in terms of longevity, I'd say Shedeur Sanders. I think Shedeur Sanders is going to be in the league a long time.
Travis Hunter is going to have more of a starting chance at the beginning of his career, and if he doesn't get injured, he's going to last probably longer.
But I see Travis Hunter having a prime.
Because that's what we've been talking about the last couple of weeks, the fact he's playing so many downs.
Travis Hunter doesn't have a prime.
I think he's going to have a prime, and then he's going to fall off. I think Shedeur Sanders is going to have more longevity.
So you're basing it as short-term like peak success compared to just like 10 years of eh.
I am basing it on longevity is more important to me. Yes, the Browns need a quarterback, and I think Shedeur Sanders could be a longevity situation, especially if he sits under Joe Flacco. He could learn from Joe Flacco. He's got to learn from Joe Flacco, and the Browns need a quarterback. Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry's jobs are possibly on the line. They have to get the most important position in football.
Well, I'll tell you this. Thank you very much for trying, Hody, but you lost once you said could and should and maybe, and you didn't give me any conviction there at number two. So, Mitch, I'm proud of you. It's like watching my son ride a bike.
I thought it was good.
Awesome. Well done, Mitch.
I stick to my convictions.
Mitch is the one. It didn't sound like you were very convicted to do it, so I have to go with Mitch on it. Congratulations, Mitch. It was wonderful.
Thank you.
216-474-0092. Okay, who do you want to take?
Who's more apt to get their jewelry stolen from their locker after the first
practice? That happened once at Jackson State. Okay. You don't do that in an NFL locker. They have lockaways there.
The safes.
Yeah, they got the safes there. Well, you wouldn't talk about a bad locker room if that were to happen. Those are bad vibes for everybody involved. Charlie, in Denver, Colorado, listening to
the Who won
the
argument, Charlie?
Yeah, who won that, Charlie?
Hey, guys, first of all, love your show. What's going on?
You sat there on hold just waiting to hear your name, didn't
Charlie?
Charlie
was watching Fox and Friends.
I totally did. What was the last comment you
Don't
said?
Don't even worry about it. Go ahead. What do you want? What do you want to say, Charlie?
Well, first of all, Ken, I appreciate the positivity today because we really need that.
Let's go. Where's our Browns music? Hody, where's our Browns music?
Hody's 0 for 2.
Come on, Michael Stanley.
There you go.
Now he's telling me to hold on.
He's going M-I-C-H-A. How do you spell Michael?
We just wait around here in this show. That's what we do.
Nitty gritty
football. No, that's not it. That's not it.
That's not the one.
Hold on a second, Charlie. That's not even the music. It's Michael Stanley. He used to work X-Tour.
So he had a band.
Close personal friend at Toad and myself.
He toured all over the country.
Yes, he
opened for the Rolling Stones.
He sang a song called Lover. They have a great big mural to him over there by Dead Man's Curve.
Now, Here We Go Again
here
might be what you're looking
is
for.
What the song is.
So
it's
that
probably
starts
under Here We Go
with
Again.
With an H. If you look between...
He also sang He Can't Love You Like I Love You. He also had a band called The Resonators. He also had a band called The Midlife Chryslers. They played blues music. He went to Rocky River High School.
Yes!
Now we're finally
We
on
did an event and Jeff Kirchin screwed up his name in front of a lot of people.
Called him Michael Simon. That's right!
I also went to Rocky River High School. What a coincidence.
Talk over the song.
Yeah.
Just a coincidence.
Cut his mic.
That's what happened.
You got to cut his mic now.
Turn it up. Yeah. What are you doing?
Instead of cutting his mic, he turned his mic up
yes.
and the sound down. Coming back for more. Here we go again. I want to hear it.
Listen to this. I said, here
we like that, Charlie? It's the Cleveland Browns
and it's first and ten. So get up. All right, turn it down a little bit.
It's draft night, Charlie. Does that get you fired
Let's
up?
Let's go, baby.
Charlie in Denver.
Let's go.
Go ahead. What do you want?
Well, yeah, I appreciate it. Let me ask you this. Do you guys know how many top two picks have been bust over the past 20 years?
Nope, you tell me, because clearly you know.
About 9 picks, 3 questionable. The Browns, we're pretty bad at making draft picks, obviously.
Not tonight.
But I think we need to take the best player in the draft, which is Travis Hunter. We've been talking a lot about Jeremiah Smith and the comparisons there. Number one recruit out of 2022 is Travis Hunter. Number 2024 number one recruit was Jeremiah Smith.
Boom.
Everybody's all worried about taking Travis Hunter, but we need good guys on the team who can play ball.
I'm sick and tired
of taking bad guys.
You keep making sense. You keep making sense.
Yeah, the longer he talks.
It's like you and a guy named Marvin that I knew in Colorado that made the most sense that I've ever listened to. One guy in this room got that, and that's all I needed. All right, who do you guys want? 216-474-0092. It's your last chance to do it, and it was a great game. If you could see it. Ken Carmen, Tone Master General, turn it up! Turn it up! So get on we're on the fan, baby!
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough,
we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.